Welcome to My Favorite F Word, the podcast with me, Joel, but you might know me as Galax from Instagram. For as long as I can remember, I've loved style, fashion, clothes, the lot. What I also love is hearing from people about how they've shaped their signature style. What were the signature pieces that have been staples in their wardrobe? Or what clothes mean the most to them and why? For today's episode, I'm delighted to welcome the OG style influencer, Yannin Taylor. Yannin and I have known each other for a really long time. I actually started off as a fan of Yannin back in the day and eventually became her friend. Welcome, Yannin. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I feel very honored.
No worries. Oh my God. All I was going to say was, we met in quite a funny, not funny situation, but I followed you first and you didn't know who I was.
So we had similar vibes on Instagram though, I think.
Yeah.
Because we were very like black and white with our like editing and our pictures.
Exactly.
I feel.
I was a fan of like what you were posting and we went on that brand trip to Paris. I can't even remember what brand it was with. It was with the apartment.
Yeah, but I don't think it was like with a brand. It was for like an event that they had.
Yeah,
right?
Like that fashion fair.
Yeah, like we had to like make...
Someone won a trip to Tokyo.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did they actually?
We had to do that like mood board. And then the winner won a trip.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't win.
No, we clearly did not win. Well, we were together, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were together. We didn't win. Clearly, no. We were rubbish at it.
I just remember coming up to you being like, hi, I follow you.
But I also remember someone was making the mood board crying.
Yes.
Remember?
Like, oh my gosh.
The pressure of making the mood board to go to...
Was that the girl that won, though?
I don't know. It's been so long.
I hope
long.
It was. I hope it was her.
I hope it was, yeah.
That's so funny though, we've kind of like grown up doing the same thing together then, haven't we? Because that was a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't even like
2015?
Must be.
Yeah, because that's when I'd already quit my job, like product styling at Net-a-Porter to do full-time like fashion blogging as it was then. So it must have been that year because I wouldn't have been able to just go away otherwise. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, gosh, 2015. Quick maths, how long's that?
7 years.
7 years.
Wow.
Oh, we've been friends for 7 years. Yeah. That's so cute.
I mean, we've done a lot together as well. We've been on so many different trips. You took me to Tokyo.
Yes, and I experienced our first earthquake.
Yeah, that was so scary.
Yeah.
I literally thought I was going to die.
Yeah, that wasn't fun.
We were, what floor were we on of?
Like
the
14th. Floor.
Yeah.
Like we were pretty high up.
I remember thinking it was the hotel room above me having sex.
That's what I thought. Oh my God. Because I ordered food the night before and I had like the trolley cart in my room. And then I woke up at like 6 a.m. the next day and I just heard thumping and I was like, wow, like it's pretty early in the morning. Someone's getting it in. And then took a shower, came out and the thumping was still going on. And I was like, I've taken like a pretty long shower. Like this is going on for a while. And then seeing like the food trolley move across my room and then everything swaying. And I was like, yeah, I don't think it's the couple upstairs.
It's not sex
anymore.
I think
it's an earthquake.
That's honestly, I was looking out, I thought it was a couple upstairs. And then I looked out the window and I saw the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Just like looking like a bowl of water being like thrown to the side.
Yeah, but the ground as well.
Yeah.
Like the ground was like swaying. I guess that's how like they built to like, you know, outstand like the earthquakes and stuff. But it's just like a weird thing to witness.
The people in the hotel were like, it's just a little earthquake. It's fine.
Yeah, because the chef like came out and was like reassuring everyone.
I was like calling my mum legit like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, I called Ollie. He was just like, you'll be fine. I was like crying on the phone, like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, literally. It was
he
so
was like,
scary.
It's fine.
But apart from that, we've had a lot of nice trips as well.
Yeah.
No more natural disasters. What I was going to ask you for my first question, because this podcast is all about kind of fashion and style and like how you found your fashion and style as well. So my first question is, what is the first outfit or item of clothing you remember being in love with?
It was a... leather jacket, probably faux leather, from H&M. I remember this vividly because it was my first time going into London on my own. I was with two other friends and I found this leather jacket in H&M and I picked it up and I was like, oh my God, I love this. It's so nice. Like I'm obsessed with it. And one of the girls that I was with was like, ew, that's so ugly. Like, no.
What?
But that prompted me to be like, nope, I'm buying this. Yeah. I absolutely love it. And I wore it like for 2 years straight.
Oh my gosh, I love yeah. that. How old were you at the time?
It's my birthday. So I want to say like 14, 15.
Oh my God. And were you doing like Tumblr and stuff then? Like, were you a fashion blogger then? Because you've been doing this for a long time, like pre-Instagram.
I know, I feel ancient. but no, that was before. I was like year 8, year 9
right, okay.
in school.
So you're
I think
kind of like finding your style.
Yeah, I was like finding my style. I just remember like that comment the girl made. And I was like, it was on my birthday as well. And she was like, ew, like, no, like, put that down. I was like,
honestly,
no, I really love it.
That's one reason why I like going clothes shopping alone.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have anyone else's input. Yeah. Hence why I went wedding dress shopping most alone. Of the time on my own.
Wow.
It was the best time.
Yeah.
I only took people to like 2 appointments.
Once you'd kind of like
figured out like what kind
wanted.
Of
yeah.
things I like. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's good. I think everyone should go clothes shopping alone.
Yeah, it's
Although
great.
It'll probably turn out disaster for some people if they don't have any idea of what they want.
That's true. But you can just like do a little research or like make a little Pinterest board before. Yeah,
it's good to like try on different things. I feel like jean shopping you have to
yeah.
do alone.
Yeah.
It stresses me out so much shopping for jeans. I have to go on my own. I spend like half an hour in the changing room.
Yeah.
Different sizes. Different
Very
stuff.
Picky with jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that. I love that it was a faux leather jacket.
Yeah. It must have been because it was from H&M and it only was like 20 quid.
Yeah. It wouldn't have been real. Yeah. I definitely went through a few faux leather jackets when I was younger. I didn't think any of them looked that great, but I definitely tried a few.
Yeah.
Right. For my next question, what outfit from film or TV lives most large in your mind?
Anything from Almost Famous.
Okay.
Have you seen that
I've
film?
I've never seen that.
Oh my God. So good. It's got Kate Hudson in it.
Can you describe the kind of
It's
style?
Very, I would say, what, 70s?
Okay.
Yeah, like 70s, like late 60s, very like rock and roll. Mm. Like my style is a mixture of different things, but like growing up listening to rock and like heavy metal, my style was very influenced by that era.
Yeah.
And when I first saw that movie, I just remember Kate Hudson's character wearing this. It's one of those coats. Like,
can you describe this coat to me?
Yeah, there is a name for it, but I don't remember. But it's like a longish coat, mm-hmm. and it will come in like suede or leather, and it will have like fur like on the cuffs and like all the way down the coat.
Are you describing the IKEA monkey coat?
Yes, more chic.
Oh my God, the IKEA monkey is very chic.
Yeah. But yeah, like that kind of coat, like it's stuck in my mind. I remember like watching it as a kid, and I actually went and got a purple version.
Oh, cute.
Of it. I remember picking up in like a car boot sale, and it had like a giant sequin butterfly on it.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like full on bright purple.
Y2K sounds like.
Yeah, like it would definitely be in fashion right now.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
It's reminding as well, you know, like in the Spice Girls music video for Two Become One.
Yes.
Was like Emma Bunton wearing
yeah,
something
like that
kind
of
vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very cute. Yeah, I get that whole like 70s kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, since I was following you for so long anyway, when I do think of your style, especially back in the day, you were always wearing like band tees, like flares, denim hot pants, like cowboy boots.
Yeah.
So you were very kind of like rock influenced anyway.
Yeah. I think my style is definitely like a mixture of like two things mainly. Mm-hmm. So it's like the rock influence, but also like the street style kind of vibe too.
Yeah.
Like I figured out the other day that my style is definitely like a representation of what goes on in my head.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I have like 100 different tabs open in my head all the time. So my style is just a mixture.
Do you ever get the wheel of death because you have too many tabs open?
What's the wheel of death?
You know on a MacBook when the little wheel, because it's like loading, like you can't do anything else.
Oh, like yeah, I have a crash.
You're like, oh my God, there's too much happening.
Yeah,
I get so I do have like on my actual laptop I have tabs open for different clothing websites all the time, and sometimes I just get so stressed that I have to go through and be like delete bookmark delete, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To like clear my head.
Yeah,
so if that's going on in your head, then that must be pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot going on because like people are always like, oh, describe your style in 3 different words, and I'm like, I don't know, because it's such a mixture. Like today I've literally kind of rolled out of bed, put on a t-shirt, put on some trainers, did my hair and came out.
But you look good.
But I look really cute.
You've got the pajama like shorts on.
Yeah.
A picante oversized tee.
Yeah.
Slick back hair. You look great.
Yeah, I'm like just really chilled. Comfy. That's very comfy.
One of the like most popular words that's spread around in this podcast so far is comfortable.
Yes.
People just want to be comfy.
Yeah. I learned from like a young age when I was like starting and trying to find my style. Like I used to go out in hot pants and that long coat with some trainers and I would like be freezing.
Yeah.
But I would always be like, oh, but it's fashion.
Look good.
But now I'm like, no, give me a tracksuit, like yeah, call it a day.
I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Exactly. Stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Okay, for my next question, what is your biggest fashion or outfit ick?
So mine, I don't have like a personal ick, I think, just because everyone's style is so unique. And I, you know, if you find something that you love and you feel comfortable in, wear it, whatever. Yeah. But I've always grown up judging a guy by their trouser choice.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so what's good and what's bad in your eyes?
So back in the day, if it was like ultra tight skinny jeans or like the carrot pants, do you remember those?
Yeah.
I would just be like a tapered, see you later. Yeah. I'm just very judgmental on a guy's trousers.
Trouser choice.
Yeah, that's like the only like ick kind of thing that I can think of.
Do you so Yannin's married, by the way, to
I
Ollie.
Am, yeah.
Hi Ollie. Do you have input on what trousers he buys though?
Not now. In the beginning,
at the start,
we did a wardrobe refresh.
Right. Set him on the right path.
Yeah. I ended up going out with someone who just wore Hollister and Abercrombie.
Oh my god.
And
true.
I was just not having it.
Yeah.
Because I went from like dating like guys who were like in bands and stuff, so they always dressed very like rock and roll, cool, kind of thing. And then here's this guy who's dressed up in like head to toe Abercrombie and Hollister.
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know, remember when people used to wear like two polos, like different colors, like on top of each other?
Wait, what? Did I miss that trend?
Maybe I think you were too cool.
A polo shirt.
Yes,
two of them,
different colors. Do you know?
No, I'd never seen that before. Did Ollie do this?
I think so.
Wow.
Bright side, he made so much money because we flocked everything on eBay.
Yeah.
And obviously at that time, Abercrombie and Hollister were like the hot items. So yeah, he made so much money. And then I introduced him to like thrifting. We came to London quite a lot. So I took him to like Weekday and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, he
looks cool.
He styles himself now. I'm very, very proud of it. I hardly buy him new items now just because he's very like selective.
Yeah, he knows what he wants now.
Yeah.
Which is one of like the biggest hurdles in fashion anyway, or fashion and style, because I feel like a lot of people just don't know what they like.
Yeah, I think that's why it's really good to kind of like try out a lot of different things.
Yeah, because then you find out what you like and what you don't like, or what looks good, what doesn't look good.
Yeah.
It's good that you put Ollie on the right path.
Yeah.
He's going to hate you listening to this. Okay, so what outfit would you want to be buried in?
Before pandemic, I would happily say vintage jeans, band tee, and like a leather jacket.
Yeah, that's like your go-to.
That was my go-to. Now, give me a tracksuit.
Are you obsessed with tracksuits now?
Yes, I have. I've been living in sweats for the past like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And they're so comfortable. And it's like the most me that I feel when I ever wear like a tracksuit. So yeah, burying me in a tracksuit, like a mad happy one though.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, a cute one.
Yeah, a cute
not
one.
Just like any tracksuit.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy though, that the pandemic really like exploded sales of like loungewear? I know, because everyone was at home, so it makes sense, but it was just so interesting to see, because like I think tracksuits were quite cool pre-pandemic anyway. Like, mm-hmm, there was definitely some cool tracksuits out there, but it just went like crazy.
Yeah.
And like every brand was like, here's our new tracksuit.
I mean, that was kind of the only thing that they could sell.
Yeah, they weren't selling anything else. I definitely have like far too many tracksuits.
Yeah.
They're so difficult to store though, because mine were all like oversized as well.
Oh, yeah.
So like, how do you fit them all in a drawer?
I don't. I have to hang most of them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have no space.
No, they're thick.
I even like went and got an extra drawer. Like, I have the IKEA pack system.
Yeah,
and I went and got an extra like long, large drawer
just for tracksuits,
and I still need to go get another one because I have way too many.
Yeah, I have to keep them in rotation. So like, I have like a black and a grey one.
Yeah.
But then if I get any other ones in, I have to kind of like edit another one out because I can't have like 7 tracksuits.
Yeah. I mean, if it was like my ideal situation, I would just have a whole wardrobe room dedicated just for tracksuits.
I love that. Yeah. What colour tracksuit would you want to be buried in?
Oh, well, wait, are you asking this because you know that like I'm very specific with my coffin choices?
No,
but I had like a discussion with you about like coffin shopping, right?
Oh my gosh, can you please tell us what coffin you'd like?
Well, ideally, I would like a coffin, not a casket.
Okay, what's the difference?
The coffin is like, you know, a traditional coffin with like the angled...
Like the emoji of the coffin.
Yeah, and then the casket is a full rectangle.
Oh, like a fancy one.
Yeah.
You just want the classic.
Classic, of
course. The one that you dig up in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. So I would like, ideally, a matte black because it's going to be chic.
That's
cool. And on the inside, it's going to be, like, the velvet's going to be red.
Okay,
or
wait.
It could be satin.
I was imagining, like, a wooden box, but this is like...
No.
Fancy.
It's so fancy. Because I was thinking about this, because I had a conversation with this, because I actually wanted to go coffin shopping for my birthday last year. Ollie didn't want to take me. I was really upset. Because I was like, if I die tomorrow, like, at least
you'll
you
never know.
Know.
Yeah, what would he put you in? Can you imagine?
If he put me in a casket? Oh my gosh, no. But yeah, so my coffin would be matte black.
Nice.
With... red, like satin or velvet on the inside,
like Dracula, like,
yeah,
fancy.
I would like some really nice kind of like wood carvings like on the outside.
Interesting. So you want to be like buried in the ground, you don't want to be cremated, or do you want to be put in this nice coffin and then burnt to a crisp?
And there's like 4 different ways that I was thinking of doing it, but I've come to the decision of burying underground.
Okay, just like clean and simple.
Yeah.
This is turning from fashion to true crime.
Yeah. That's just me. But I think I would be buried in like a red tracksuit.
Oh, nice. To like complement.
Just to match the inside.
Cute.
Yeah. With like a red lip. I think that would be really chic. Oh, ooh. And sunglasses.
Will your hair be done or slick back?
Oh, I didn't think that far yet.
Well,
maybe slick. Like... Actually, no, I'm going to be lying down so my hair can be down.
Yeah, that would be cute.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to come to the funeral.
It's going to be a hoot. I'm going to have professional mourners there.
Professional mourners?
Yeah, it's a job.
Oh my God.
Not a lot of people might turn up. I don't know.
Oh, so, I'm sure lots of people will turn up, especially if you're looking so stunning.
Well, yeah, they better. But it's going to be like a proper party and everything. I don't want people to like stand there and like cry, apart from the people I paid to cry. The mourners, but...
Yeah, it's a celebration of life. It should be a good time. Not a bad time.
Exactly.
Okay, well, moving on to my next question. What's your most memorable fashion disaster? You can't say Ollie's double polo because that's his and not yours.
I genuinely, like, looking back on kind of like all of my outfits, some of them are questionable, but I feel like that's what I wanted to wear like in that moment.
Yeah, you can't.
And that's
like,
what like led
it.
Me here, kind of thing. So I don't think I regret anything, apart from the one time, like when I was like obviously really really young, I did not dress myself.
No. So you're blaming your?
I'm blaming my mother. I had a birthday party and she put me in like a purple dress with green tights,
ooh.
And that's always scarred me.
That sounds cute though, for a tiny top.
No.
No?
It was terrible.
Oh, no. Is there pictures of it?
I hope not. But, yeah. That's the only kind of thing. I think it was, like, the purple and green combo.
Yeah. It's very, like, Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
Is it Barney?
Daphne? Oh, Barney.
It's very Barney.
Yeah, it's not cute, purple and green.
No.
My mum used to dress me, obviously, up until I was, like, 11 or something, 11 or 12. But she actually put me in some really nice stuff. Like, I had this, like, Paul Smith shirt when I was a toddler,
mm-hmm.
that had, like...
A toddler?
An aquarium.
Paul Smith one?
Because baby clothes are cheap.
Bougie.
Yeah, I was. But I think they were, like, hand-me-downs from her friends who,
but
like,
your mum kind of, like, set you up, I think, to, like, work in fashion.
She did, but then I went on, like, a different trajectory because there were some questionable moments in between. obviously.
What is your most questionable?
Well, I mean, there was a lot. But like you said, it's like finding your style. But when I was like a scene kid, like an emo.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, I was like
I actually have video proof of that.
I mean, my Facebook hidden albums are full of them. But it was a lot of like Nike Windrunners, like skin tight. We used to call them drain pipes instead of skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We call them drain pipes. They're like Primark women's. With then like massive Nike Dunks. And like new era caps with the tags on. It was traumatic. But like you said, it made you who you are. I don't regret it.
It's but like a learning step.
Yeah, they were disasters, but yeah. I don't regret them. Yeah. I also used to like spray my hair. So I'd like straighten my hair fully. I had quite long hair.
This is when you were a scene kid?
Yeah. And then I'd go upside down in the mirror and spray. So my hair would look like a sunflower.
Joel, I did the same thing.
Oh my God.
And to top you off on that.
What did you do?
My Bratz dolls. You know the comb that came with a Bratz doll?
I mean, I don't know specifically.
No, it was like a 3D, like it was like a Tangle teaser, but like very, very small version. They came in like different shapes.
What do you do?
I used to like back comb my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Full on bird's nest and get the comb and just stick it in my hair.
Leave it in it.
And just leave it in there.
Oh my God, love that.
Yeah.
And then go out the house.
And go out the house.
Amazing. But you thought you were really cool at the time.
Yeah, I thought I was like...
Exactly.
The best thing ever.
That's the whole point of it. Kids these days would never, because kids now have like Instagram and like TikTok and see like, when I see like younger children that are like 16, 17, they look amazing.
Yeah, they definitely didn't look like us when we were teenagers.
We
but
were
you know,
a mess.
We're called like Chugies now. Is it Chugies or something? That like we have like a love for like the older things that were in trend.
Oh.
Yeah, we're classed as vintage now.
But we're kind of the sweet spot of generations because we grew up without social media.
And with.
And then like with.
Yeah.
So no one else will have it the way that we had it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because kids these days don't know what it was like before social media.
No, they didn't know what it was like to remember your friend's home number.
Oh my God.
And then calling it up and be like, hey, is this person in?
Or like going round to the neighbors and like knocking on the door. And like, are they playing out?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, no, they're having dinner. It's like, okay, bye. Yeah, no phone.
The struggles.
Nothing. It's crazy. Okay, so for the last question, what outfit has been your ultimate favorite? The one you felt most yourself? You can't say tracksuit again.
I really was thinking that.
Favorite one. It's all tracksuits.
Yeah, like I said earlier, probably like a banty, like a vintage, like a good vintage pair of jeans, boots, and like an oversized leather jacket.
Oh, nice.
Like,
yeah.
Paying homage to, like, my roots.
Yes.
I think.
Yanin.
Yeah. It's very, like, LA, too.
Yeah. But that's what I think of, like, when I do think of your style. I feel like you've definitely evolved over the last, like, 7 years. Because you wear a range of different stuff now that you definitely wouldn't have used to
No.
wear. So you've, like, changed in that sense, but you still wear that style as well. Really
yeah.
Well. So that would be, like...
Yeah, I still have a lot of my, like, banties at home.
I love a good banty. I don't really have any... Do I have any banties? Does a Lady Gaga Chromatica ball tee count as a banty?
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
It's got tour dates on the back.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I have that. I did used to wear a lot of banties as well, but I kind of like, they didn't always fit very well.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'd love the design, but it wouldn't necessarily be like...
Yeah, it's a struggle with like the sizing, but I guess it's like easier for me because I'm quite small.
Yes.
But like if me and Ollie go... shopping
because Ollie's what
6'4"
yeah.
Like yeah, he needs to find one at least at like a size large or an XL.
Yeah,
whereas I can fit in like all of them,
and I'm very particular over like the neckline.
Yeah, so is he.
Because sometimes you'll find like a really cool design, the size will be fine, but the neck is really big or it's too tight, and it's just like yeah. As I've grown up as well, like fit definitely matters a lot more.
Yeah,
because like back in the day when you're talking about buying like a leather jacket and stuff, I definitely found like really cool jackets when I was younger, and I'd be like, oh, this looks amazing, like on the hanger.
Oh yeah, and then you put it on and it's like, oh, dreams are crushed.
But I'd still buy it anyway in the
really?
past, but nowadays I wouldn't. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But I think that was from being younger, being like, this is so cool, I'm gonna wear it, and then it actually not suiting me.
Yeah,
but I feel like you kind of like navigate that as you grow up.
Yeah, I think so. I think we learn quite a lot about ourselves with our clothes and our style.
It's very Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
This item was selected for you by the people in this room. But it's true. Well, thank you so much for being here. I've had a great chat with you.
Thank you for having me. It's been very fun.
Yeah. Oh, if people want to find you on the internet, what will they search?
You can find me on Instagram at idressmyself and my blog, which I mean, I don't really post much on it anymore, but if you guys want to check it out anyways, idressmyself.com, and that's it.
YouTube, idressmyself?
Oh my god, yeah.
I have a TikTok.
Yeah, but I don't really post much on TikTok.
That's fine, say it anyway.
But it's all like idressmyself, I think.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of My Favourite F-Word. If you liked what you heard, make sure to hit subscribe or follow so you're first to know when a new episode is released. Let us know if you really liked it by rating us 5 stars and leave a lovely review however you're listening. You can find me on Instagram at Galax. See you next time. Insanity Group.